It's Wednesday, September the 12th, and we're going to spend a few minutes with our good friends from KSB Hospital now. This is our monthly special talk line from KSB Hospital. We do this every month. We spotlight a different area of KSB Hospital for you every month of the year here at AM 1460 WIXN. We have one of our good friends on board with us today from KSB Hospital. He is the Vice President and Chief Practice Officer of KSB Hospital. Kevin Marks is with us live on WIXN. Kevin, good morning.
It's good to see you again, Steve. Thanks for the opportunity to sit with you for a while.
Yeah, nice to have you back with us. It's always a pleasure having Kevin on board with us with news and information from KSB. And Kevin, you have brought along a special guest. I'm going to let you introduce him to us, first of all, and then tell us a little bit about your special guest.
Sure. Well, listen, thanks, Steve. One of our newer physicians with the KSB Medical Group is Dr. Tom Hernandez, who's an orthopedic surgeon, represents an expansion of that service that we'll talk about in a little bit. But we're pleased to have Dr. Hernandez in town. He's kind of a quasi-local, originally going to school in Rockford and then medical school at Illinois and residency in Georgia. And so that his travels, if you would, have kind of taken him across the country, but we're glad that he's back here in the greater Rock Valley area.
And Kevin, before we visit with Dr. Hernandez this morning, let's talk about the area of orthopedics and the force behind adding a new specialist in this area.
Sure. We've had two orthopedic surgeons on our staff for some time, and obviously the core mission of KSB Hospital is to provide to take care of the healthcare needs of the people that live in our area. And so in the past couple of years, we've essentially had longer wait times, kind of more challenges from an access standpoint of getting people into our orthopedic service. And so it just looked like the right time to go and add to that staff and build that orthopedic practice.
Not surprising with the increased amount of, activity at KSB Hospital in this area. The need was placed on adding a third orthopedic specialist, and we have that in Dr. Tommy Hernandez. First of all, Dr. Hernandez, welcome to WIXN Radio.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
It is nice to have Dr. Hernandez back with us for the first time on AM 1460. Dr. Hernandez, let's talk about your area of expertise for those that may not know. An orthopedic specialist, please explain what that is all about, and then tell us, about surgeries in your office as well. Tell us about all this.
Okay. An orthopedic surgeon is basically a physician and surgeon who treats any and all diseases or injuries involving the bones or joints. So anything from shoulders, elbows, knees, hands, anything in particular. What I do is see patients typically several times a week, two or three times a week in the clinic, and then usually operate 2 to 2.5 days a week for surgeries itself in the OR. We do some small procedures there in the clinic, mostly injections, things like that. But the majority of our surgeries are done down in the KSB Hospital OR, which has also been recently updated and is very up to speed.
Now, when we're talking about the orthopedics area, the orthopedics department at KSB Hospital, what special or unique skills do you bring to the department?
Well, I'm technically a sports medicine specialist by trade, being that I had some additional work focused practice basically on sports medicine, given the fact that I just came out of active duty and I spent the past 4 years taking care of mainly Marines down in Parris Island, South Carolina area. So essentially I had, a sports team filled with 5 to 10,000 Marines every summer, and got a lot of injuries. So I did a lot of sports work, and through that course, I obtained additional board certification in specifically sports medicine. I'm still a general orthopedist as well, so I do, like I said, treat any and all orthopedic injuries, including total joints and otherwise. But here at KSB, along with Dr. Gunderson, he and I both do a lot of arthroscopic work, which is something that's becoming more and more desirable and more common.
When you're talking about treating the most common or often occurring cases at KSB, what are we talking about in your area then, Dr. Hernandez?
If you talk about the sports medicine arena, it's going to be a lot. In the general orthopedic world, sports medicine usually involves a lot of people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s who have rotator cuff tears, meniscal pathology in their knees, so cartilage tears in the knees. Specifically, sports medicine things are going to be with the younger patients. Or in this area, it's going to be a lot of high school football injuries, potentially some college injuries, things like that. But by and large, you're going to be doing a lot of surgeries that used to be done with an open technique. We just are able to do a lot of them through the scope now, which is nice because that provides a little bit of a less invasive approach and usually outpatient surgery and a quicker return to full function.
You know, and we hear of this a lot when you cover the sports, actually, you know, all of those terminologies you just mentioned, we hear a lot, you know, in the world of sports. So when we cover the sports area, that's where we're usually talking about, you know, things like torn cartilages. Sure. And things like that.
Sure.
So very interesting that Dr. Hernandez combines those efforts in a fascinating background, too. You know, it's very, very fascinating background. Dr. Tommy Hernandez, along with Kevin Marks, our guest today on the KSB Hospital Spotlighted Talk Line here at AM 1460 WIXN. How did you yourself develop an interest in your specific area? I mean, is it from the background that you just talked about?
Well, I grew up playing sports, obviously. You know, I was a three-sport athlete in high school. I played football in college. So I could go back to kind of similar things like this, radio or newspaper interviews where people asked me when I was a teenager what I wanted to do when I grew up, and I said I wanted to be an orthopedic surgeon, something involved with sports medicine. So it was kind of a natural progression for me. And then, like I said, once I got out of residency and I kind of was fortunate with my military assignment that I was in an area that was very heavily into sports medicine and arthroscopic intervention. So that just kind of fit nicely and translated to me becoming somewhat of a specialist in that area.
Sports medicine and general orthopedics, there's a difference there, right?
There's somewhat of a difference. A general orthopedist is kind of like when you finish residency, that's what everybody is in the sense of we all are trained to kind of be experts in as much as possible in all areas of the bone and skeletal system. Now, more and more in this day and age, people are sub-specializing, meaning they get done with residency and they do an additional year or so of training in a specific area. Now, I didn't specifically do that. I just was lucky enough to be in an area where I did so many sports cases that it the board recognizes that. And if you do a number of, if you focus your practice in a particular area as much as I did, where I did probably 90% sports medicine, then you're able to qualify to sit for these additional board certifications to where you are certified and approved, similar to if I would have done an additional year of training in just sports medicine.
Okay. And now we get to the, I guess, the fun part of our program and offering a few tips from Dr. Hernandez. He's with us today from KSB Hospital. You know, when it comes to, you know, athletes and us in general, you know, athleticism obviously is not just confined to student athletes. Obviously, there are a lot of people that, you know, take advantage of the weekends and want to get out and do their thing for the weekends.
Absolutely.
But, you know, what do you have to pass along to us as far as, you know, avoiding your, you know, visits to you, say, on a Monday morning?
I would say the most important thing, like most everyone has heard several hundred times in their life, and that's stretch, stretch, stretch. You know, the older you get, the less elastic your muscles are, the more prone they are to strains and overall your whole body, general bumps and bruises. Another thing is to do things that are kind of appropriate to your activity level and what you're kind of going for. You know, most of us, once you're outside of the high school, college sporting arena, there's no real need to be doing maximum bench press, maximum squatting, that kind of stuff. I like to tell people to stick with kind of low weight, high rep if they like to do weights. And same with running. You know, as you get older, it's much better to run on a surface that gives than running on pavement.
Yes.
So if you can do grass running or ideally elliptical or treadmill, you'll save a lot of bumps and bruises and trips to my office probably. Although Kevin may not want to hear that.
Kevin, do you have something to say about that?
Our job is to keep people healthy. We can find a good balance.
Yeah, there you go. What about the KSB Medical Group, Dr. Hernandez? I mean, what attracted you to coming here and serving here?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm, like I said, once I trained down in the Southeast, actually with Dr. Gunnarsson. He and I have been friends for about 10 years. We did residency together. And when I originally went down to the Southeast, my wife and I planned on staying down there. I had a few things in my life that changed. Mainly, I had triplets when I was a fifth year resident, so I have several small children. And once that happened, we realized we wanted to come closer to family. So that kind of focused my search in Illinois once I got out of the service. But I interviewed all over the place, you know, probably 7 or 10 different practices, anywhere from southern up to northern Illinois. And this is just a really kind of nice situation, both from a hospital standpoint and for a physician to join, mainly because, like I said, for a small town, you rarely will find a hospital with the degree of or the capability to provide almost every service that we have at KSB. Kevin and Dave Schreiner and the entire administration have done a great job keeping the hospital up to speed with all the most developed major hospitals in big cities. Like I said, to the point where the operating room is very state of the art. The hospital staff and all the people to work with are wonderful. And I've been nothing but happy with my choice since I've been here.
Well, and we're happy to have Dr. Tommy Hernandez with us as our latest orthopedic specialist to hop aboard here at KSB Hospital. It's been fascinating talking with you, Dr. Hernandez. You have such an interesting background, first of all. You mentioned that you were in the service for many... How long?
It depends how you count. Technically, I was in for 13 years total because... You technically join right when you go to medical school, and I started that in 1999. But I was a civilian mainly through medical school and residency in the inactive reserves. And then I went active duty in 2008, and I spent 4 years active duty down in Beaufort, South Carolina.
But you were overseas as well.
I was overseas. I actually returned to the States about a year ago last week. I was in Kandahar, Afghanistan for the better part of 2011, about 8 months.
Wow.
Taking care of all kinds of... unfortunate and terrible injuries to our young people over there, as well as a lot of the local Afghan nationals. Obviously, that's, you know, something.
We could talk about in another area. Yeah. You bet. We could probably devote another half hour, maybe 45 minutes, because that's fascinating enough.
Yes,
talking
sir.
About maybe down the line we can do that.
Absolutely.
With you and talk about that. But bringing those skills back from overseas and from your military service, it's got to be key, doesn't it?
It is. And like I said, the majority of what I use here and now is stuff that I learned in my regular stateside practice in the military. But just being over there as an experience, like I said, it's not an experience I would like to do again.
Yeah.
It's not an experience that I would really, you know, that anyone should ever see. But kind of seeing the severity of the injuries over there really kind of get you in a place where you can handle anything, and nothing's ever going to intimidate me, whether it is in the ER, as far as from a medical standpoint, I feel like I can treat anything because I've seen much worse than I'll ever see stateside.
Well, Dr. Hernandez, once again, we're happy to have you on board with us at KSB Hospital. Kevin, let's talk a little bit more about the orthopedics department in general. I understand that they moved into newer facilities, is that right?
Sure. Our offices for some time have been on the third floor of Commerce Towers in downtown Dixon, but with the addition of an additional surgeon in Dr. Hernandez's case, we needed more space. So basically, we upgraded, expanded, redecorated, and moved to the other side, the north end of the building on third floor, to make room for 3 full-time practices. And so that happened the end of last month, and we're still getting settled, getting used to it, but I think it's working out well. It's adjacent to our physical therapy department. It gives more room to all of the practitioners and is reasonably convenient, as I said, with our kind of revivified, remodeled lobby and front entranceway in Commerce Towers.
How can people now get a hold of the orthopedics area at KSB Hospital? Contact Dr. Hernandez as well as your other physicians on board with you, right?
285-5800 is our phone number, and we'd be glad to hook you up with the right person based on what you're looking for.
Yeah, Dr. Tom Hernandez, Stephen Gabriel, Tyler Gunderson, all working together in the KSB Hospital orthopedics area. And I'm sure at this time, you know, we talked about football, high school football and all. Are you pretty busy this time of the year, Dr. Hernandez?
We are, yeah. I would have to say that most every Friday that I've been on call, I've had at least one operative football injury.
Wow. Well, not surprising. Here we go into that fall sports season, and not unusual that the orthopedics area, KSB Hospital, especially the sports medicine area, is so active at this time of the year.
Yes, sir.
Kevin Marks, Tommy Hernandez, guys, we thank you so very much for joining us today. We're out of time on the talk line today, but again, Kevin, always a pleasure having you on board with us.
Good to see you again.
Featuring all kinds of activity at KSB Hospital, and Dr. Tommy Hernandez, welcome to the staff at KSB Hospital. Welcome to our area, and it's nice to talk to you this morning on AM 1460.
Thank you, Steve, again. Thanks for having me.
For our KSB Hospital Spotlight, Kevin Marks, Dr. Tommy Hernandez on the air with us this morning here at AM 1460 WIXN.